This is the first time Vermont has had human cases of Eastern equine encephalitis, generally known as Triple E. Vermont Health Department infectious disease epidemiologist Erica Burrell explains that it's a viral disease carried by mosquitoes.
The current thinking is that probably most of the time that people are bitten by an infected mosquito, they don't get sick. However, if you do get sick, it tends to be a very severe disease. When you've got the severe disease, I mean, this does cause an encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the brain. So the symptoms that you're going to have would be fever, headache, altered mental status, and so confusion, and then it can progress to coma as well.
Fletcher Allen Healthcare infectious disease specialist Dr. Cindy Noyes says Triple E tends to live in mosquitoes and birds. Humans and horses are incidental hosts that are infected when bitten by an infected mosquito. Dr. Noyes says, however, that the disease in humans is rare.
The CDC basically says that there are on average about 6 cases per year reported to the CDC. So it's actually quite rare in terms of its incidence. Could it be more prevalent because there are suggestions that people may be infected but may not develop symptoms? So it's possible it could be a bit more prevalent than the numbers would suggest, but as a general rule, it's very rare.
Vermont Health and Agriculture officials plan to spray pesticides later this week in the Brandon-Whiting area to control the mosquitoes carrying Triple E and West Nile virus. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture does the surveillance and management of the mosquito pools and the control programs. Ag Resource Management Division Director Jim Leland says this is the only spraying planned at this time.
This particular mosquito has a very specific habitat. Acidic-type swamp areas. The combination of the location of the mosquito, its habitat, the fact that we have positive mosquito pools from those habitats specific to the Brandon-Whiting area, and the fact that the human cases came from near that area as well. We put all of that together in order to make a decision to utilize an aerial application of adulticide. And we don't have that type of information anywhere else in the state. At this point,
officials are reminding Vermonters to avoid mosquito bites by doing things like wearing long sleeves and pants, avoiding outdoor activities at dusk and dawn when the mosquitoes are active, getting rid of standing water, and using appropriate repellents. Again, Dr. Cindy Noyes.
Again, it's a disease that is rare, so there are few cases reported in the United States. And so I think that the risk in general is low. However, when we know that there is evidence of infection in mosquitoes, particularly in a specific locale, I think it's important to take appropriate precautions to prevent mosquito bites as best as we can. Because certainly when people do get sick with Eastern equine encephalitis, they can certainly have very severe disease, and the mortality or death from the infection can actually be quite high when people have severe disease.
About one-third of people with severe Triple E illness die from the disease. This is also the first year Triple E has been confirmed in western Massachusetts. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.